79.
Authorize a grant to Central City Concern in an amount not to exceed $1,716,410 for the provision of treatment readiness services, traditional housing, and follow-up retention support services to chemically dependent, homeless, adult chronic arrestees.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mayor. Lieutenant Tasha Hager with the Portland Police Bureau. Seated with me is Emily Roshan, who's the new service coordination team program manager at Portland, who took Billy Kammerer's spot. And Dana Brandon with Central City Concern Program Manager. They're here to answer any questions if you have any. This request is to for the budget for Central City Concern. It's to keep the services we currently have with them that support our service coordination team program, which is stabilization beds and alcohol and drug-free beds, mentors, outreach, and case managers. But it's also to increase services with them to include services for women, culturally specific program, chronic pain management, Suboxone, and most importantly, at least for the behavioral health unit side of the Portland Police Bureau, 6 stabilization beds, which are meant to serve dual or coexisting disorder, mental health disorder, and drug and alcohol. So the budget is the same, or it's only adjusted for inflation, but it's the same as the Police Bureau had last year to support the service coordination team program.
So the service coordination team team historically has been Central City Concern and Volunteers of America.
Yeah.
So what's before us is just the Central City Concern piece?
Yes, sir. The additions that we had, or where we were seeing some gaps in our system, were the things that we could only get through Central City Concern, so the movement of the money was that direction.
So you're saying that Volunteers of America is no longer a part of the of the team that's working on a service coordination team?
That's correct.
And I don't remember any council discussion about that, so could you bring me up to speed on that?
So the shifting of funding was really the addition of the 6 beds, which were available through Central City Concern, and the addition of treatment for women, and the Suboxone treatment. So those were the things that a few of the things that we wanted to add that we could not get through Volunteers of America. And the contract, or the when we looked at how to get those and stay within our current budget without having to come to council to ask for an increase in money, that's what we could get through Central City Concern, which had to do primarily with their ability to do billing for Medicare.
So have we done a separate procurement for this contract, or you're just shifting it from one provider to another?
We're just shifting the funds, sir.
So, Mayor, I'm not prepared to support this today, and I'd like a briefing if I could, because having had a long history with the service coordination team and our partners, I'd like to have a better understanding of how we got to this place. So does a set over of a week cause you any hardship in terms of contracting?
Does that put us after the first of the year?
No, it won't. Oh.
Okay. Or the first of the fiscal year?
Well, we'll have a... If it's still an emergency ordinance next week, then it'll
It's not in the same fiscal year, though.
Oh, you're right. You're right. It will take us past the beginning of the fiscal year, so that would be a problem, Commissioner Fish.
That would, yes, sir.
I share Commissioner Fish's concern.
So we don't have enough time today to go into all my concerns. I'd rather do it privately. So I'm not prepared to vote for this today.
Okay.
And I didn't receive a briefing on it either. So there are some, I think, important issues, and I'd be happy to schedule a follow-up and then give you my sense before next week.
Okay.
We do have a council session tomorrow. We might want to continue this and give people a chance to have their questions answered and then see if we want to address it tomorrow.
Yes, or else perhaps tomorrow we could carry over the amounts into the next year's budget if there's a way to make sure that, I mean, $1.7 million is a lot of money that was budgeted in this year's budget. I completely share Commissioner Fish's concern, and I'm not sure that we're going to have time before tomorrow.
But I think putting it over till tomorrow at least gives us that option, Mayor.
Yeah.
So I would urge us to set it over till tomorrow, and
let's
then we'll
try that, see where we stand.
And ask the City Budget Office if there's a way to just carry over the money.
So, sure, but in the meantime, if there's substantive questions, obviously Lieutenant Hager and others from the Bureau, Emily and others, need to be available to you after we're done with council today and before we start with council tomorrow.
Yeah, so today we're going to go to about 6 o'clock or 7.
Yeah, so probably tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow I'm fully booked, so I'll do my best. I think it's unlikely we're going to have that conversation.
Okay.
Colleagues, Mayor and Lieutenant, I seem to recall hearing that we'd been talking to Volunteers of America for the past couple of years about whether they could build their services to Medicaid because we thought that they were Medicaid eligible. And what I'd heard is they hadn't figured out a way to do that. And given that the services should be Medicaid eligible, that was a major reason for the shift. Is that correct?
It's a big part because that's where we're able to save. That's where we're able to make the savings to do the additions of all the treatment. Volunteers of America is not currently able to bill for Medicare, and I think that's something that Billy Kammerer is working on for the last couple of years to try and make that happen. So the savings from that is what is allowing us to get the additional treatment options that we've added.
Yeah, and I actually recall, pushing on the service coordination team, could we, these really should be services that are paid for by Medicaid, can't VOA do that? So I might be the only one of the council who is, in these conversations, but I do think that there's a legitimate reason for this shift.
Yeah, I do too. But appreciate the need to get questions answered. So,
and a no-bid contract is of concern too. This is a lot of money to not even ask other providers who might be able to provide the service.
I believe that ask was made of Volunteers of America. The Assistant Chief Bob Day and Commander Sarah Westbrook had several meetings with high-level people and Volunteers of America about the potential to provide the same services that we were trying to get through Central City Concern, and they weren't able to provide those. So that along with the not billing for Medicare is where we landed with going with Central City Concern.
I think previously, though, Volunteers of America did the services that they were able to provide, and Central City Concern had others. And to me, the partnership of all of the entities involved makes the program stronger.
Right. There's no doubt that having multiple partners makes things stronger, and it's not that VOA is not a partner with the Behavioral Health Unit. It's just for this particular contract, in order to get the savings that we needed to add the additional beds and the treatment for women and the Suboxone treatment, we needed the additional savings of the Medicare billing to pay for those things. So we can't get that on the VOA side. And the only way to get it is to shift that money and the responsibility for billing for Medicare to Central City Concern.
I think it's actually Medicaid.
Medicaid.
I think that before we were, in effect, spending general fund money that we didn't need to spend for services the federal government and to some extent the state should have been covering. So now we're not going to be doing that anymore, and we're, in effect, using the savings from getting Medicaid billings to expand services.
But there's at least three issues here for me, and there's three members of this council that have a multi-year history with this program,
right,
including when hearings like this brought a lot of people out who are very critical of this approach, so that we have a depth of history. Number one is how is the program changing, if at all? And that could be responding to the conditions in terms of funding. It could be responding in terms of who you're serving or any number of things. Number two is what's been the process to get here?
Right.
Because Volunteers of America was an initial partner in developing this. So and that includes performance issues and things of that nature. And number three is the contracting piece, since we're shifting money without actually doing a procurement. So. I think all those perhaps we can discuss by tomorrow, and I'll certainly work with you. I have a sense we're going to be here till dinner time tonight, but I'll ask my chief of staff to reach out to you.
Okay.
And I did actually this morning, coming out of a breakfast meeting, hear something on OPB, but about this particular program. And what struck me is that it was one of these news accounts that actually presented none of the history, none of the context of how we got here and what's really going on here. So was a little frustrated with that. But anyway, we'll try to have that conversation before tomorrow.
Okay.
But no guarantees.
All right.
What is Suboxone? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Suboxone.
Suboxone.
It's a opiate replacement. Okay. So it's kind of like methadone, but a different type of replacement for opiate users.
For men and women?
Yes. Yes.
And I'm looking at the contract itself and wondering if there are any changes in the mix of the different options between treatment readiness, alcohol, and drug-free units. Somewhat concerned that the alcohol and drug-free and the women's program both require sobriety at entry, and those are the majority of the beds, whereas the treatment readiness is only 18 beds.
We have the treatment readiness is 20. We have 24 beds. And you do not have to be sober to access those beds. It is low barrier housing. The 30 units that are alcohol and drug free housing, that does require sobriety and stabilization.
So the contract is wrong. The numbers are incorrect. Anyway, this
on the ordinance.
All right. I think this issue cries out for a little more briefing time, if we can manage it hopefully quickly and not screw up the works in terms of getting contracts signed and funds dispersed. So great. I'm going to continue this to tomorrow afternoon, 2:00.
Okay.
And give at least the two council members that have indicated the need to get some more information from you and from command staff about this a chance to do that, and we'll see where we are.
All right.
24
Sounds
hours
good.
From now.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And Emily, welcome. It's a very important program that you're managing. So this whole, as you can tell from the strength of the interest here, this council really believes in this program, wants it to work. So that's why we want to make sure we are doing just that. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.